Teira R, page Yudalid. We didn't finish the first column yet. We're almost finished with the first column. So we're going to start. Six lines from the end of the first column. Okay, the last thing the Alter Rebbe was explaining, that even though there's a keser in between Atzilus and higher than Atzilus, in between Atzilus and Bria, Bria, and so on, nevertheless, there's a difference between the parsa. Higher than Atzilus to Atzilus, it's what's called siluk. Like we learned yesterday, it has to be removal. It's too infinite, even to reveal an infinite level of 10. So Hashem, so to speak, remove, like we learned, you remove everything you know. You push it off at the side, meaning it's there, but it's not revealed. And then you have the level of tzin parsa. So he says, Vinei ha'ardi yetzimi ha'shemesh. The light that comes off the sun is called Ur. Like it says in the Pasuk, Vayikra lekim la'ur yein, shayein yikra Ur. Why is Ur? It says in the Pasuk clearly, Hashem called Ur yein. Now why is Ur light called day? Because day means it's bash, the sa'ur, the way the Ur is revealed. Okay, what does day mean? When you see the sun, when there's a revelation of light. Mashemer, mashein, ken atzmis ha'shemesh, but the essence of the sun is not called Or, it's called Ma'or, the source of light. Commissioner calls it, the Pasuk says, Ishnei Amaritis Agdalim. So it says, V'kachu berin tzof, so it is in Alokus, Sha'or nikra ha'gilui semisbashit mimenu. Or is called in Alokus. What do we say, Or of Alokus? It means Alokus, which is revealed from him. For ain't of the Atma, but the essence of Hashem himself is marred, which is marker or mimenonim shechur. Okay? Now, here what Alter Rebbe is explaining, Or is a revelation of Alokus, and marred is the essence of Alokus. Okay? So now he says, second column. Vine, atzim t'moya be'er ain't sof. Now, where was this concealment, removal, siluk? In which level of Alokus is it? In the essence of Alokus? In the Ma'or? Or in the Or? So he says, Atzim Tim Haya Be'erin Tzav Baruch. The Tzim Tim is in the revelation, Hayne Shah'er Nichla B'moy. What does it mean in Tzim Tim that the Yevish to remove the light? So where did it go, so to speak? It went back to the source. It didn't reveal itself. It stayed within the sun. Because worlds would not be able to handle an infinite revelation, meaning in simple English, finite cannot handle infinite. It can't be. Therefore, what would be if they would feel that level of alokus? It would be completely nullified. They wouldn't exist because all there would be is that, like the ray of the sun in the sun. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is the sun. So if the ray in the sun would feel the source, so then all you have is the source. Therefore, Hashem concealed and removed the level of Or. That it should only be the potential ability to reveal, not in the actual. Be a salam, and it should be concealed within him. That should only be the revelation of the source, not the revelation of light. Meaning like this. If there would be a revelation of light, so then the world wouldn't be able to handle it. If the brilliant genius would speak on his level, the kids would get nothing. There wouldn't exist any knowledge. So what does the genius need to do? He needs to not reveal his knowledge. Right? Now, that doesn't mean he forgets it. It just goes back into his source where he's not revealing it. It's just within himself. That's what
the Or goes back to Ma'or?
That's what he says. The Or goes back to Yuchlu Ba'Ma'or, to become Nichlal, included in the Ma'or. That it should only be the potential of revelation, not the actual revelation. The Yisalim should be concealed within him. It shouldn't be a revelation of of Ord, it should only be like the sun itself, not the revelation of the sun. But in the essence of Hashem, it's not possible to even say it's concealed, because in other words, like this, in something that's revealable, you could say it's not revealing. In the essence, which is not revealed, its essence, so then you can't use the word revealing and not revealing. It's the essence. It's hard for us to understand because we don't dig it. But if the light of the sun wouldn't exist anymore, just go back to the sun. Yeah, all you would have is the sun. Now, that sun is not revealing itself because then you have light. So it's just the light of the sun in the sun ain't going nowhere. And it's not doing anything. It's not revealing itself because then it's odd. You have to picture without the ability. In other words, the power of the battery, when you take it out of the battery, of the toy, so now the toy is not functioning, the battery is not giving power, so the power is just in the battery itself. Now, this power that the battery has is potential, not real, because it's not functioning. It's not in the toy, right? So what happens to this power? Now, you can't say that the battery is possible to reveal itself or not reveal itself, because the battery itself doesn't change if it's giving power or not giving power. The battery itself doesn't change. It's just you take the battery, put it in, it functions.
It's the same like you're watering the dam. If you don't open the dam, all the water that is out there cannot be in power, the turbine.
Yeah, okay.
But the essence is everywhere.
Correct. That's what he says. The essence is revealed. And the Rebbe says an interesting point. L'chein, afilu tineikis yedim, even little babies understand, ask, where's Hashem? Up, up, down, down, right? They understand anything? No. Do they know the revelations of Elokus? No. Do they know God exists? 100%. They know 100% that God exists. But it's not functioning. In their mind, they don't understand how Hashem functions. They just know Hashem exists. Even though they have no understanding whatsoever. How and what? They don't have the revelation of a God's functioning. Okay, what Alter Rebbe is saying over here is very simple. This whole concept of revelation or concealment is only in Or, in light. You can have light that's revealed and light that's not revealed. Now you can have, what's that? You can have two ways that light, so to speak, is not revealed, and it's in its own level. So you can have, for instance, to give another, the guy saying Gashmi is the Gemoshim. If a teacher is not super genius, okay, but he understands something a certain way. Now he wants to teach little kids, okay? What he's teaching is revealed a certain way, but it's not revealing his own understanding. But that, because it's a limited understanding to begin with, he's not super genius. He's a limited understanding, so he can just lower it, right? Look, what is Shlomo HaMelech's greatness was, he gave a mashal. He gave a parable or an analogy. Now, when you give a mashal about something, it's not the thing that you were trying to teach. It's a completely different thing. Like if you give a mashal of revelation of godliness from sunlight, it's not sunlight, it's not godliness. In fact, you're concealing your understanding of it, but it's in a way that it's revealed with parsa, like you covered it a little bit. You're not revealing the whole thing. Then you have another type of revelation and concealment, that the revelation is totally too great for the kids to understand, or the infinite revelation is too great for a finite world to handle. So what do you got to do? You got to remove it. What do you mean, remove it? You don't lose it. You just bring it back to the source, meaning it's only potential knowledge, not actual knowledge anymore.
The sun has an artik also.
Yeah.
Can
that same thing, yeah. Because even in the or, the or itself, which is limited, is still too great.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The sunlight is not the sun. Okay? But the sunlight is too great, so what do you have to do? You have to cover it. You have to bring it out in a parable, in a marshal. You have to bring it out in a way that you limit it. But you're not removing the nartek, the protective odon, whatever you want to call it, is not removing the light, it's just blocking the light. If you wear sunglasses in the sun, it doesn't take away the light. It blocks the light that you get a limited amount of light that your eyes can handle. Okay. Therefore, this original tzimtzum is called makom panoi v'cholul. It's called makom panoi, an empty space, v'cholul, and again, also empty. What does it mean? Empty? Empty from what? When Hashem removed, in tzimtzum harishon, the original tzimtzum, Hashem removed, again, the brilliant genius, is removing his intellect from being revealed. So what does it mean? What's empty there?
Void.
It's not that it's empty and void. It's just not revealed. The emptiness is from the revelation, not that he forgot it.
Is the essence of your, you said it's not Hashem. Is that considered or? And then is the essence of Gnuzel considered the Mor?
No. Essence of Gnuzel is not the Mor. Etzosphere gnosis is the way the ten sphere, the red light, the ray of the sun is in the sun. So there is light there in the sun, but it's not feeling itself as a separate entity. It feels itself as the sun. It's only in the potential of the mod. Okay? Now, and now that I was going to give a very simple mashal of the nefesh and the guf. Okay? Kamashla nefesh, okay, when the nefesh comes into the bayal guf, when the nefesh comes into the body, yeah, baby is born or whatever, and you start seeing the functioning of the nefesh in the body. Okay, the hands move and everything moves and it's alive. Nira gilya chayeshaboshimachayesaguf. Then you see clearly the function, the revelation of the neshama in the body. The revelation of the neshama in the body is that the body is functioning. But before the neshama comes into the body, when the neshama is in Gan Eden, let's say, even though this neshama has the potential to give life to a body, but before it comes into the body, it's only the potential ability. Remember, not a bad mush would be a battery. The battery has power even before it goes into the flashlight. But then you don't see the power. The power is not revealed until it actually comes in. Until the neshama comes into the body to give it life, and to bring out the power of the soul from the potential to the actual, mehelem alagili, from the concealment to the revelation. It's very simple. I mean, it's abstract, but it's not. The neshama, before it comes into the body, has all the abilities of making a body alive. Not only in a general way, it can make the body alive, but even in the details. It has the ability to think and to see and to talk and to walk and to move, whatever. That the neshama has complete potential of that. But it's not in the body yet, so it's not functioning properly. When the neshama comes into the body, now it has vessels for those different types. Now there's eyes, so the neshama, this power of sight, could be revealing itself. It can't reveal itself because there's no vessel for it. Before the neshama comes into the body, it's like the battery before it goes into the flashlight. There's nothing to function, but the potential is there, 100%. Just as much as it is when it comes into the body.
How is this compared to or and or?
Because more is the potential of or. The sun is the potential of light. The sun is not the potential of water.
So within the neshama, there is a potential to...
There is within the neshama potential to make the person alive. That's the general chayis of the person. Then the neshama has the ability, potentially, to see and to hear and to talk and to smell and to walk and to talk and, you know, I mean, everything. But as long as the neshama is not in the body, or as Chassidus explains, God forbid, a blind person does not mean they don't have the ability to see in the neshama. The neshama is perfect. In other words, in the world, in the medical world, how could blind parents give birth to a child that could see? Or deaf parents, whatever. So the answer is, scientifically, medically, is because the genes could skip a generation. Okay, so this generation doesn't have it, but, you know, when the kid sees, it's two generations ago. I mean, Chassidus doesn't say it's not true, but Chassidus explains there's a different explanation for it. The neshama has all the powers, potential. In order for the neshama to function, like before the neshama comes in the body, it's not functioning, but all the powers are there. Now the neshama comes into the body. So now, because there's a vessel, the neshama can function. Okay, because there's a body, the neshama can make it alive. You can't make it alive if there's no body. In other words, the battery can function actually, not potentially, if there's nothing to put it into. Okay, so now the body is born, so now the neshama comes into the body. Okay, now, the power of the neshama is 100% complete. So therefore, when there's an eye, and the power functions properly, and the eye, the physical eye, is healthy, and the connection is healthy, so that second the body, the neshama comes into the body, the person could see. Just say, 1 minute, let me turn on the seeing button. It's automatic. Now, what God forbids if something happens with the eye itself, the physical eye was damaged, or in the wiring, so to speak, between the spiritual, the wiring between the neshama and the body, there's something missing or something, a blockage or whatever. So then, the neshama can't see. The person can't see. Not because the neshama doesn't have the power of sight. It's because it remains potential because there's no vessel to reveal it into. Therefore, if parents give birth to a child that the eyes are good, so why can't that kid see? The neshama never lost it. But because it doesn't have a vessel for it, it's not revealing it, it's potential only. But the potential is there.
Sati can connect that wiring to the physical eye. If somebody gets a bracha or a question about or something, is it Sati can connect the wiring?
The tzaddik can do it in a lot of different ways. He can connect the wiring, he can make the vessel healthy. How many people are there that doctors say they will never have kids? And the Rebbe gave a bracha and they had kids. So what happened? I don't know what happened. It could be either through the bracha he made the connection work, or the physical part of the body work, or whatever it is. And that's it. In other words, in nature, it's blocked. The tzaddik can unblock it.
From the power of the neshama.
Huh?
From the power of the neshama.
From the power of the neshama. So he says like this. You know what? You know the expression, you got to be one to know it? You know? Somebody once asked the Rebbe how he knows how to answer all these things. You know, medical. Yeah, not medical. So the Rebbe said, when somebody asks me a question, I have a feeling. A feeling of what the answer should be. So somebody asked the Rebbe, how do you get that? The Rebbe said, that's my business. In other words, that's whatever.
So
It doesn't really matter. I don't care how it functions, as long as it works.
The neshama has like infinite potential.
Correct.
Anyone could be a super genius. It just depends on which vessel it goes into.
Correct. No, no, not necessarily. Some people physically have a more refined brain. There's another question which I never realized the answer. I don't know, medically, and we say, science says we only use a certain percentage of our brain. We only use a certain percentage of our brain. Does that mean that a smarter person uses more percentage, or does he talk have a better brain? What is, I don't know. Maybe it says somewhere, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, does it mean that you have a better brain, a more refined brain, or does it mean you just got yourself to use? Now, there are many great Talmudic scholars. They said, people say about, they had a brain like a rock. They had a brain like a rock. But they worked and they worked and they worked and they penetrated the rock and they became brilliant. No question that a person works on their, listen, even physically, you go to a doctor, you go exercising, whatever, you strengthen that part of the body, and then, you know, the powers work better. Because again, the neshama has the power. The problem is the keli. So that's what he says. But, v'chein ish chacham, shen ish chacham shalei, v'chein ish espashal zuzulasi. Okay? Like a chacham, his intellect manifests itself to others. Or I feel a la'atzme. Then when the person learns, then in other words, like this, when a teacher is teaching or he's learning himself, so then the chokhmah is revealed either to himself or to others. When he's doing something else, it doesn't mean he doesn't have that chokhmah. He has the chokhmah. But at that time, it's only in the potential state, not in the revelation. It's only in the power of the soul. Which means he has the ability to understand if he starts learning it. Okay, the same thing with the midah. If somebody loves their family, but they're at work, they're not thinking about the family necessarily. That doesn't mean they don't have the love. The love is there. It's just now in the potential state versus if you're actually talking love, showing love, whatever it may be. So then it becomes into the action. No, it's insane. What happened with Tzimtzum Rishon was Hashem couldn't reveal that because it was too great for the world. So what he did was he put it back into potential state. Not, God forbid, that it's not there. When it says Sila Kasatzme, he doesn't mean he got rid of it. Because then he doesn't have it. He can't say that by Hashem. Or even by the Chacham. He removes everything he knows to teach, you know, whatever.